This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The corruption investigation of the United Auto Workers is widening. The federal government is charging a UAW regional president, Edward Robinson, with conspiring to embezzle close to $1.5 million in union dues. Robinson is described as a top aide to UAW president, Gary Jones. Here to tell us more about that is Daniel Howes. He's a columnist and associate business editor for the Detroit News and a regular commentator on Michigan Radio. Hi there, Daniel.
Hey there.
So describe what this alleged conspiracy is about.
Edward Nick Robinson is accused of conspiring to embezzle as much as $700,000 in member dues and then splitting it with someone called UAW Official A, who we've subsequently confirmed yet again is UAW President Gary Jones. And it is alleged by the feds that over time, over about 6 or 7 years, that Gary Jones deposited roughly $93,000 into his own private bank accounts. The detail in this is pretty shocking, and this is a continuation, I think, of what the feds have been doing. And clearly, anybody that watches any of these kind of cop shows or investigative shows, you know, you always see the thing, how they kind of move in and up and in and up. And clearly, that's what seems to be happening here. The people very close to Gary Jones are getting ensnared. His former deputy in Region 5, which goes from St. Louis all the way out to California, it's the largest geographic region in the UAW, was also charged in a criminal complaint.
So were they just banking? Were they just banking this money, or were they spending it? And if they were spending it, what are they spending it on?
Well, it's alleged that some of this was being spent in some of the out in Palm Springs and stuff we've already documented. When they would go out and have conferences, and it was supposed to be the last 3 or 4 days. In fact, sometimes top union leadership would stay in villas with poolside villas for upwards of a month and then charge that to the union. And they'd have one master account that they would then report to the feds. You have to report your financials to the feds in what's called an LM2. And what they would do is put a single number on it so you didn't really know. And without having the receipts, which it's now clear that the government does have those receipts, without having the receipts, you don't know what the itemized bill was, what they were spending them on. You just know that they were spending it on a conference and not that there were poolside villas that were rented for much longer periods of time, that they were buying cigars and they were buying $400 bottles of champagne and they were buying golf clubs. I mean, in several cases, two of the golf clubs would cover strike pay for two workers for like 2 weeks.
Wow. Your colleagues, Robert Snell and Kaylee Hall, report about a failed cover-up with labor leaders using burner cell phones to throw off federal investigators. And apparently this was to protect UAW President Gary Jones. But is he actually named in court filings or charged with anything?
He is not. Is UAW Official A is named again. We've seen UAW Official A before. Most recently in the Pearson criminal complaint, who was the aide to Gary Jones. We spent a lot of time, Rob and I and Kaylee and a couple of other people spent some time trying to figure out who Official A and Official UAW Official B were in the narrative. We confirmed that UAW Official A was in fact Gary Jones and that UAW Official B was Dennis Williams, or is Dennis Williams, the former president of the UAW. When this latest complaint was filed, we saw UAW Official A emerge again. And of course, as you can imagine, the first question is that Jones? So you then have to go back to your sourcing and run the traps again to reconfirm essentially that you're talking about the same person and that they're talking about the same person. And we came back and felt that yes, that is the same individual. And we're not getting any pushback on that and have not gotten any in the weeks that we've been doing that.
What is the UAW's response to all of this?
Well, they're in the middle of national contract talks. As your listeners well know, we've just gotten through a 6-week strike with General Motors, a very quick resolution with Ford Motor Company. They now turn to Fiat Chrysler, which is having to deal with a merger and a major union negotiation pretty much at the same time. You know, they say they denounce this kind of behavior, and they say that they are focused on getting good contracts for their members, just what you would expect them to say. But they're not going to address individuals necessarily. They have in the past, when individuals have been convicted or sentenced, They have issued statements that mention the behaviors of those people by name, if I remember correctly, and say that, you know, the actions of so-and-so do not reflect the values of the UAW and that type of thing. But clearly, this is an institution that is being faced with a real reckoning for its leadership. The UAW historically has been considered a, quote, clean union in the manner of Walter Reuther, who was almost an ascetic monk-like figure in terms of the way he lived his life and the way he ran the union and really set the example. And it's only been in the last, from what we can tell in the reporting and the investigating here, it's only been in the current presidency and the presidency of Dennis Williams that a lot of this stuff seems to have occurred.
Daniel Howes is columnist and associate business editor for the Detroit News. Hey, thanks for the update, Daniel.
You bet. Thank you.